What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The most important single law that determines your destiny and everything that you do and everything that you'll ever accomplish is that any thought, any plan, any goal, any idea that you can hold continuously in your mind must be brought into reality by the superconscious. This is the reason for the greatness of every man and woman who ever lived, every great leader, writer, author, poet, or business person, and you can tap into this at will, simply by defining with crystal clarity exactly what it is you want, and then thinking only about what you want, keeping your mind only on what you desire, and keep it off of everything else until it comes into your reality.
If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it.
When doubt creeps into your mind, remember that whatsoever a man believeth, that shall he also reap. Remember, faith is not something you get. Faith is something you already have. But you may be using it in reverse gear by believing in the circumstances and things you do not want, the things you fear. Remember also that faith is guidance only. It is not a power which will bring you what you want, but a power that can guide you to go after what you want and get it.
Saying I'm gonna do something, saying, putting it out there for the world to see, and then going out and doing it. There's no better feeling in the world than that. And it's as easy as that. Say what you're gonna do and go and do it.
It's a beautiful feeling when preparation meets opportunity. You know, nothing is impossible. You know what I mean? You can achieve anything.
Feeling is conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. When you're positive, you're in a good vibration. When you're negative, you're in a bad vibration. When you're positive, you attract all kinds of good things to you. So you see, you can actually become a magnet for good by staying positive. It's a choice. And it's a choice you make.
Rich people, people that are successful, people that manifest what they want fast and easily, all do one thing that you don't do. They broadcast on the brainwave frequency known as the billionaire brainwave or the wealth wave. This is one thing that all successful people do. They put out a broadcast from their brain on a very specific frequency. And if you do that, this missing secret ingredient to manifesting, you too will be able to manifest quicker and easier than ever before all of your goals and dreams.
In order to truly manifest the life you want, you need to create alignment.
We are God's highest form of creation. There's nothing that will equal us. We can accomplish anything, but we've got to raise our level of conscious awareness. We've got to understand these laws and we've got to live in harmony with them. That's when we're going to start to get the good we desire. It's a beautiful thing to understand. I thank God I understand it. Solomon said, in all you're getting, get understanding. Understand the law of vibration. You understand that, everything else, it's going to fall into place for you.
Billionaires or magnificent manifestors, people that can actually manifest goals, dreams, and desires readily, quickly, easily, almost effortlessly, almost like magic. Interestingly enough, their brain is broadcasting alpha and theta most of the time. And more importantly, it's broadcasting in between alpha and theta, right around there, on the critical times when that person is putting out a desire for something that they want in their life. Michael Jordan had that ability to say, we're going to win this. And he would put that out with intensity and power on that creation brainwave. That billionaire brainwave, that wealth creation brainwave, that manifesting wave that affects everything in the physical universe in a magnificent, powerful way, thus attracting into your life what you want, helping you manifest into your life what you want.
So successful people are willing to think, plan, make decisions, and then take action with no guarantees. We say leap and the net will appear. Take action with no guarantees and then learn. The second part of courage is the courage to endure. It's the courage to persist. It's the courage to keep on keeping on. It's to make the decision in advance that you will never give up. No matter what happens, you will never give up. You will get knocked down over and over again, but you'll never give up. And the interesting thing is, if you make that decision in advance, you'll find yourself continually bouncing back. So courage means the courage to begin and the courage to endure. And the final quality of self-made millionaires, and Napoleon Hill called this the master key to riches, after studying 500 of the richest people in American history, he said it's the quality of self-discipline. It's the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. The quality of self-discipline is the quality that will make you a big success.
People end up blocking them from experiencing more magic in their life because they're trying to control it all, trying to, in a way, regulate their nervous system through the manifestations of what they create, but they end up creating more resistance in the process. So I think the most powerful thing to do is to focus more on the process and to realize that it's more of an energy state that you're in because it's who you choose to be. Like, even when I was making videos in 2017, it wasn't just making videos because eventually I quit my 9-to-5 job. I'm like, oh, this energy is who I choose to be. And what's funny is most of the time when people are in that being vibration and they're not just doing it for views, they're not just doing it for that purpose, it ends up working out much better. Like, it ends up actually happening. Very rarely is it someone that's like, I'm gonna get on YouTube to become a famous YouTuber that becomes a famous YouTuber, right? It's normally people that are like, they feel a calling. It's just who they are. Even when you, back in the day, I remember listening to people that are like really big YouTubers. Like, I just wanna make the best videos possible. I just wanna make the best videos possible. But it's not necessarily like, I need to get the most views possible. I need to get the most views possible. It's more process oriented. It's like, there's probably a love to making videos, you know? And I think that that's a lot of times where people block. And also, when you think of attachment, importance is an end result. Attachment is an end result. And the focus is instead on who you are being, that's where the energy shifts.
See, no, you want to decide to make that commitment, because then that's when you begin become involved in the learning process. He said, concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never have otherwise occurred. He said, whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, magic in it. Begin it now. I read a book by Dr. Johnny Coleman that says, it works if you work it. And as you begin to look at your life, decide that you're going to start working on that dream. You're going to work and nurture that idea. Now, there will be people that will criticize you. There will be people that won't see it for you. But I say to you, don't let them turn you around.
Write down three things you did right, no matter how small. This trains your reticular activating system to notice progress, not problems. So many of us will end the day and think of all the things we did wrong, all the mistakes we made, all the things we should have done, could have done, would have done. This rewires us to notice what we did right so we can be better tomorrow. Progress equals dopamine. Dopamine equals momentum. Momentum equals motivation. Celebrate consistency, not perfection. When you're focused on perfection, you'll never feel like you're moving forward. When you focus on the word healed or fixed, you'll never feel like you're healing or growing. When you focus on growth, which means 1% better every day, one step further every day, your life will start to change. I really hope this helps you take action. I really hope this helps you get out of feeling lazy. And I really hope this helps you shift.
This. There's one 100, here's 10, or 100 100s. So one's a lot relative to the other. Neither one is a lot, it just is. If I want to attract a lot of money, I got to see myself with a lot of money. I got to mentally accept I've already got it. I don't let my bank account dictate that. I choose that. So choosing myself to see myself with the good I already desire, I'm on that frequency. Now, the trick is to stay on that frequency. Most people look at the results and they let the results dictate the frequency they're on. That's why they keep getting the same results. They have the image in their mind. They're already reached the goal they want. They're already successful. And somebody else comes along and says, well, you haven't got those results. In my mind, I have. But they're not looking in my mind. They're looking at my present results. And then pretty soon I start listening to them. I think, God, they're right. I look at my results. I haven't got it. You see why we keep getting this poor results? You've got to see yourself with the good you desire. You've got to hold that image in your mind. You've got to know it's going to come, and that will attract everything that's necessary.
So when you have something in your imagination, it ain't hocus pocus. It's actually a preview of a coming attraction that God has for you. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. So if you've been dreaming of your own business, it's because that's what he got for you. If you've been dreaming of a summer home, it's because that's what he got for you. If you keep dreaming of a brand new car instead of a used car, it's because that's what he got for you. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. Imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Everything in your imagination is God showing you in your mind something he has for you. You just got to, you can't tell it to everybody. Because they ain't going to see.
The money that you want, it's not just going to fly into your bank account. You've got to do something. You have to get out into the world and actually put yourself out there to meet the right people, to find the right opportunities, to take the right actions. And you have to program, as you're doing the action, program your head, your heart, your body, all of that into going in the same direction of what it is that you want. So when you look at the law of attraction, if you want something in your life, you need to be tuned into that thing. If you want something in your life, you need to be tuned into that station. And then you need to get up and actually do it. And when you talk about tuning into the right station, it's because what you think about will be stored in your subconscious. Your subconscious will change your vibration, and your vibration will dictate what you attract into your life and what you resonate with and what you don't resonate with. And so you've got to brainwash yourself, all 40 trillion of your cells, and then you got to get off your butt and you've got to actually go get it.
Dream big dreams. Let your mind float free. All really exceptional men and women dream big dreams. They allow their minds to float. They think of what they could be and what they could do and what they really, really want. Here's an exercise for you. Take a piece of paper later on and write at the top, dream list, and then make a list of all your dreams. If you're married, sit down with your spouse and say, honey, let's make a list of everything we'd like to be, do, or have in the rest of our lives. But what about this and what about that? No, decide what's right before you decide what's possible. Don't decide, well, we can't afford this and we couldn't do that. We go, stop. That's helplessness. That's habit. That's these old negative habit patterns holding you back. Before you even decide what you want, most people are figuring out why they can't have it. What you do is you say, wait a minute, if I had no limitations, and this is the key, you dream as though you had no limitations. Nothing's holding you back. Imagine you have all the time, all the money, contacts, all the education, influence. You have everything going for you in the whole world. And just simply decide, these are my dreams, and write them down. Project yourself into the future and say, where do I want to be in 5 to 10 years? If I could design a perfect life, so my life was perfect in every respect, my relationships, my income, my work, my family, my health, my home, my car, what would it be? This is the starting point of great achievement, because what will happen is that if you can clearly define that target, you can hit it.
The most important thing that you could focus on is this thing called personal growth, because as you get into personal growth, as you transform your belief systems, as you heal your childhood traumas, you start to retrain your nervous system and you downregulate it. And that downregulation, when you're no longer just automatically operating for fear that something's going to go wrong, allows you to intentionally direct your thoughts and direct your imagination towards what you want, rather than the old habit, the obsession, the addiction on focusing on what you're afraid of. Because when you focus on what you don't want, you move into fight or flight. And when you are focusing on what you do want, you move your nervous system into rest and relaxation and parasympathetic.
You settle the body back down into the present moment and you tell it it's no longer the mind, that you're the mind. That's a victory. Then the body says, hey, dude, you're super busy. You've got a lot of things to do. You got a lot of people to see. You got a lot of places to go. You got a lot of things to do. And you've been doing the same thing every day. Your body's going to want to get up and do something. You're going to want to quit because your brain's telling you that you can't do this. If you had the awareness to settle the body back down into the present moment, you would be executing a will that's greater than the program, because most people lose their free will to those programs. And it's that tedium in the beginning that is an uncompromising will, where you keep training the animal to stay, to take all of its attention off the environment, to get beyond all the cravings, the feelings, the habits of the body, the drives of the body, and catch yourself defaulting to that predictable future, bringing your body back into the present moment, siphoning energy back, your attention into the past based on those familiar emotions of the past. We've discovered that if you're willing to do that for just a few days, you could actually liberate an enormous amount of energy from your body.
He was like, the only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. Because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
You overcame things. You fought them. And now this is what happens. This is on the other side of overcoming. You become very, very powerful when you overcome yourself.
You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
People with big dreams they're absolutely committed to are unstoppable human beings. It's people with little dreams and no hopes and no plans beyond tomorrow and next week. These are easy people to stop. But people that have big dreams to make wonderful lives for themselves, they're phenomenal. The second key is to develop a clear sense of direction. Develop clear goals and make plans for their accomplishment. You see, if you have big goals, they motivate you, they stimulate you, they excite you, they enthuse you. If you have no goals at all, you just go around in circles. What we have found is that goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. You have big goals, and the more you work on the goals and the more you feel yourself progressing toward them.
The brain actually doesn't know the difference between the real life experience and what you're imagining. The research on mental rehearsal shows that the brain will look like in time that it's already had the experience and it's vacant of the experience. Now, keep firing and wiring those circuits, and you're going to begin to behave that way. So now you're installing circuitry now to use in your life to get your behaviors to match your intentions. If you said, how would it feel to feel worthy of love? How would it feel to be grateful for life? How would it feel to be worthy of abundance? And you said, I'm going to teach my body emotionally what this feels like before the manifestation of the event. You're not waiting for your life to change to feel worthy. You're actually changing your life by becoming worthy. You're generating abundance. You're generating love. You're creating an elevated emotion. Now, our data is so compelling because when you truly begin to elevate your emotional state, you could really lock in, you know, to those elevated emotions. Your body is so objective that it actually believes that it's living in a whole new environment before the environment changes.
The amount of work that nobody wants to do because they're not thinking about it is extraordinary. That's the bridge. Anybody is capable of achieving anything. I actually believe that because I think human beings are designed to change. You're capable of breaking any pattern. You're capable of getting control of your health. You're capable of launching a business. You're capable of making millions of dollars. You're capable of healing your trauma, of finding love, of doing absolutely anything that you put your mind to, as long as you are willing to do the work for it and as long as you give up your timeline. Because I do believe that people who put in the work get rewarded. But you just might not get rewarded when you think you're going to be. And it might not be the reward that you thought you were going to get.
There's nothing wrong with being broke, homie. There's only wrong with someone being poor. Because poor is a mindset. Broke is just a temporary situation that you would fix. But being poor, that's a mind state.
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I choose rich every time.
Poor thinking habits keeps most people poor. Not poor working habits. Most people work hard, but they don't think hard. And Shoke taught me that the mind is like a factory, a mental factory. And whatever you think about all day long pours ingredients into this mental factory. And that's what builds the economic, social, financial fabric of your life. As you think, so you become. How awesome.
There's an important phrase we use here. I think it's time you all learned it. Act as if. You understand what that means? Act as if you are the president of this firm. And you're a millionaire. It's just that simple.
Let me tell you what rich people do. Rich people give themselves pep talks when no one's around. When they're by themselves, they say things like, I'm a winner. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I am going to win. I'm going to make this happen.
Look at all those people down there. They follow the rules for what? They're letting fear lead them.
What happens if I don't?
Life's simple. You make choices and you don't look back.
Stay small enough long enough, you'll be big enough soon enough. See you at the top because the bottom is too crowded, but we never look down on anybody unless we're willing to help them up. Believing that you can is way more profitable than believing that you can't.
Successful people are always too busy doing what the other guys are still talking about. Successful people are always willing to do what the other guys are not willing to do.
Your friends are shit. If someone made 25 grand last month, they're not gonna believe you. F*** them. Parents don't like the life you lead? You, mom and dad. See how it feels when you're making their f***ing payments.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. Here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it.
Today, it's easier to make money than ever before. You are on your way to having your first $1 million in the bank and all of your bills paid.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development.
Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
You become what you think about. And here's the interesting thing. You can choose. Choose what you think about. Choose. With your business, choose what you're aiming at. With your leadership, choose what you're aiming at. With your team, choose. Help them choose. The act of intentionality is so freaking powerful. It's unbelievable. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I am amazed at the things we don't do because we have this little tiny bit of fear that offsets all the other data and all the other evidence in our life that causes us to not go do something. Because we just don't believe. And it's weird. When you start to believe, you become what you think about.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice. And then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Money is not our issue. The mindset of money is our issue. If you don't have a mindset for money, then trading stocks and options wouldn't be the game for you, because you're not going to know how to manage your risk. You're not going to have the discipline to be able to stay out of the market when necessary. You're not understanding money in its totality. So when you got the mindset of money coupled with the skill of making money, this is what equals a wealthy person. This is what allows a person to be able to build wealth throughout their generation.
If you're going to put your effort into something and you're going to work on something, you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. I'm going to write a book. I can't afford to think that it won't sell. I'm going to build a business. I can't afford to think that I'm not going to get any clients.
Do not accept from life or anyone else anything you do not desire. And remember that Mahatma Gandhi proved himself to be more powerful than the great British military forces by this simple method of passive resistance. Keep your mind eternally engaged in thinking of that which you desire most, your major purpose in life. So no time will be left for you to waste on thinking of that which you do not want.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
Write out this sentence and paste it in a prominent place where you work and on a mirror where you see yourself in your home. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Remember also that you are the only person who can provide you with a positive mental attitude. What are you going to do about it? On your answer to this question rests your entire future.
Opportunities in life are like trains. There's always another one coming. It's not like this is the last opportunity that will ever present itself to you in this lifetime. No, there are an abundance of opportunities, tons of opportunities. There's huge amounts. And if you don't take advantage of this because of various conditions and circumstances that you can't, there'll be another one down the road. This is the confidence or knowing this, that you can and will have tons of opportunities in this lifetime. Can't take advantage of every single one. Take advantage of the ones you want.
Bro, it's so easy to make money. You know this. Online, anybody can go out and make 10 grand a month. Literally. I was talking with a guy in Singapore, probably worth a couple billion dollars. I was having a conversation with him, and he's like, you know what the biggest issue is between the elite and people that make no money? I'm like, what? Financial literacy. He said, most people are financially illiterate, and it's a language. And what do you mean it's a language? He's like, yes, finance is the language of the elite. Self-education will never betray you. Self-education will never betray you. You have to sit down. You don't like to read books? Nobody gives a f- the marketplace doesn't care.
In order for us to change a belief or perception about ourselves and our lives, we have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. Examine your personality and examine your personal reality. Change your personality, change your personal reality. Don't make it be about abundance. Make it about becoming abundant by overcoming the person who's not abundant.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
The winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Definiteness of purpose. By now you should know what you want most from life, and you should have a plan. Minds capable of mastering all of their problems. Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit.
What is money? Define it. What is money? You go in, you give your time, your energy, your attention towards a task, and you get paid. What is those 15 pounds that you're getting for that hour worth?
Your time?
No, not your time. What is it worth? Where does it come from? Who gives that thing value? It has no value. That money isn't real. So what you need to do is you need to create money. And you create money by elevating the way that you think about finances, the way that you think about business, the way that you think about working. You don't work in order to get a paycheck. You work in order to build things that create money.
Your body is so objective that it's believing it's living in that reality.
Yes.
Where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. Nothing changes in your life until you change.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average, and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky. You don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their goals and keeps going.
This is the millionaire mindset.
It's just money. It's made up. Pieces of paper with pictures on it so we don't have to kill each other just to get something to eat.
Rich people's mindset, the millionaire mindset, the real most important millionaire mindset is this. You think and you know and you have complete confidence in your own ability to create. You know that you have the ability to create money. You have confidence that you have the ability to create money anytime you need, with the help of the universe.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.